I've got my notes.
Your coaster.
Written on coasters.
Your coaster notes.
My coaster notes. That's right. I've got three coasters worth of notes.
That narration thing fucking blew, and I'm kind of really pissed about it. And if those fuckers like come anywhere near me, I'm going to punch them in the throat a little bit. Fuck them.
Wait, which narration from the show?
Yes.
Post.
We're good to go now, by the way.
All right.
The only way we know how to do storytelling is through narration.
Well, that's like, that comes from the, I don't know, just the shortened season overall. Like, they had to condense everything.
That is infuriating.
Yeah.
Which I like Micah's theory on that, is that HBO forced him to do it. It makes sense.
I have no idea. It just infuriates me. My mantra for entertainment in general is show me, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's like the first thing they taught me in a screenwriting class. Is like show, don't tell.
Yep. Yeah. And guess what they did?
Yeah.
Told again.
And it was, there was a couple hammy things in this one that really stuck in my craw. Overall, I liked this episode better because it did slow down some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From the other ones. But yeah, the narration I couldn't deal with. And then the, this whole setup for Arya and Sansa that was supposed to be this big dramatic twist was so heavily telegraphed and so ham-handedly executed that it really bugged me. did not enjoy that.
I didn't mind it so much, but things did go like vastly different than what I thought.
Well, I should say that I didn't mind. I didn't actually mind tonight's. Tonight's made me really irritated about the scene that they did last week between the two, trying to really show all this friction in between them, and that looks super hammy in comparison now.
Yeah, I do like how they handled that though, because that was really the first time we've gotten this show where Lord Baelish was actually confused and surprised about what was happening, and that was pretty. He was straight up begging like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, looking like he was about to cry. And it's like, what do you expect, man? You've been fucking having all your fingers in all the pies since the beginning, and you've caused all of this,
essentially. It was going to come crashing down.
Yeah.
Him, so.
No, I liked how they handled that, which, I don't know, because this whole season, I mean, I've talked about this the entire time we've been doing this after show, is that, I don't know, just from a storytelling perspective, I've thought it's been kind of predictable, especially now that we've got a finish line.
I agree.
Like, six episodes away. And so this episode was nice because there were some things that went not how I thought they were going to go. Like, I legitimately thought that Tyrion was going to die. And I thought that's how we were finally going to get Jaime to turn on Cersei.
Mm.
And
well, I mean, maybe the books will come out and that'll be how things go in the books.
I could totally see that.
There's also that. Maybe that's another reason it's been taken so fucking long for all this, because he has to be like, well, no, you guys got to figure out something else because this is what's going to be in the book.
Yeah.
So,
or maybe that he just didn't even tell them that, because it's been pretty obvious that he's given them bullet points this whole time.
Right.
And so maybe he just left that detail out.
Could be.
And, you know, because, I mean, the books do differ pretty greatly from the show in certain aspects. But I don't know. I legit thought Tyrion was going to die this episode.
I didn't.
He's got to make it a little bit longer. I am waiting for Cersei to let the Mountain fucking do anything. He's going to get pissed and turn around and pop her head like a fucking pimple if she tells him to stand down one more time.
I'm still interested to see how, which this is kind of my theory on how it's going to go down, is I think because he's technically dead.
Mm-hmm. You think he's going to get taken?
I think the Night King's going to show up and just wave his little magic icy hand, and then he's going to be like one of his top soldiers, his top white soldiers.
I could definitely see that happening. I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, we've talked. And then he kills Cersei, and then that can give us Cleganebowl still, because after that, he's still only going to be an enemy to the Hound.
Right.
So, and Cleganebowl has to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think Cleganebowl is...
You think that tonight was Cleganebowl?
No, I don't think that was just Cleganebowl is a real thing that's going to happen, at least not... Well, I shouldn't say it certainly could happen. Everybody wants to see it happen, but you know, careful what you wish for sometimes. Yeah. I'm certainly not ruling it out, but I'd like to think they're maybe going to approach it a little different way, because I still feel like the Hound is going to maybe not be a priest, but he's headed towards that direction. Yeah. So I have a feeling that it'll be a different type of confrontation.
Ah, so maybe he's less violent now overall?
Who knows? Yeah. I don't really have it fully sketched out in my head. I really have, for whatever reason, I see him going down that path. And, you know.
That would be some, like, pretty great writing to have him be so afraid of fire this whole time and then have him to be able to have a flaming sword.
Yeah.
That would be really good writing.
That's why it just fits in for me. Yeah. It kind of makes, you know, the pieces all fit together.
Yeah, but I'm with you on that. Who knows? And that's how a lot of this season has felt to me. It's just like, nah, that fucking makes sense. Like, I don't really see how that jigsaw can go together any other way. Mm-hmm. Like the ice dragon.
Yeah.
You know, all that. It was like, I don't see how that could happen. Like, yeah, I knew, like, the wall, like, oh, that makes sense. They, you know, that's the only thing we've got that could take down the wall. He's right, got to get a hold of one of those eventually. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and that's what they were saying in the after thing, too. Yeah. Like, the dragons have been on the table the whole time, like. So, yeah, if you just thought about it a little bit, kind of predictable. I see that.
Yeah, I'm not sure I expected him to knock it down. That was maybe not how I thought it was going to go down, but...
Yeah.
Well, they only took down a section of it, right? They didn't do the whole thing?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder what the deal is with the blue fire. Because, I mean, everybody, after last week's episode, everybody's like, okay, so is the Ice Dragon going to breathe fire? Is it going to breathe ice?
I figured it would be... Yeah, like that bluish fire.
Yeah, but is that... I mean, they're magical beasts, so I'm assuming it's just fire.
Blue fire is way more dangerous, and it's evil.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, I didn't get the sense... You know, I guess I just assumed that it was ice breath.
Yeah, I did too. I assumed it would be ice breath.
And, well, even tonight, I still kind of assume that in just the sheer force of it.
Yeah, I could have done that.
Is what
yeah.
punched through the wall. I have no idea. That's just the impression I got from the graphic, you know, from what they did show us there.
Well, it makes sense it would be ice breath, because then they can give us that ultimate shot they give us for anything visually where they're breathing the flames at each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you could also get, like, when they're marching south against all the armies and stuff like that, the dragon comes over and just freezes a line of guys. Yeah.
They should... I forgot about the... that wildfire shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tyrion.
Is it wildfire? Is it called... Is it dragon's breath?
The green shit, the green gasoline they poured in Blackwater Bay.
The wildfire.
Is it wildfire?
The kerosene, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It was kerosene.
Kerosene.
Right, basically.
It's like napalm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, but yeah, the wall's done.
Wall's down, yep. All right. Once it's been breached, it doesn't
Yeah,
it
we're
doesn't
done with Peter Baelish. We're done with the wall.
Yep.
And... So I guess now it's the thing like, God, I hope they just open up next season, just a full-on battle sequence at the beginning. Like of them defending Winterfell, or just a full-on...
No, it's going to be episode like 3 where they got that. They have to lead up to it first. It's going to take another couple months for the fucking undead army to get down, however far they have to go.
If they're undead, I don't get why they just don't run everywhere.
We've seen him do it.
Yeah, we know they can haul ass, and they don't run out of breath or, like, need to eat.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no story reason for them not to.
Yeah.
They don't to serve the story.
Well, I guess it's just that simple. They don't have any rush to get down there, I guess. They may as well just take their sweet-ass time. They know nothing is, air quotes, in their way.
Yeah.
True. They do present the Night King as very deliberate in all those things he does. He's very slow and deliberate.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it in this episode, too. They all lined up, and then he just sat there and waited. Dragon came and knocked down the wall, and as soon as it was good to go, he just moved on. So.
And then it was left up in the air. Beric and Tormund, they're not dead. You know, like Heather was saying, like, no bodies.
Yeah, I didn't see a body.
Yeah, there's no bodies.
And, I mean, we saw the whole wall didn't come down. That's why I wanted to make sure of that. And he saw, you know, a big chunk of it as they were running away, but it stopped where he was, so I think he survived it.
We never saw Sannis's body either, and they've confirmed he's dead.
That's true.
Benioff and Wise have. He's still alive in the books.
Yeah. The books aren't nearly this far, though. How far would you say, show-wise, because I know they started mixing it up there around season 4, you know, both book-wise and TV-wise, they're kind of mishmash in their own ways. But, like, how far, I guess, where would the books have stopped for what we've seen so far?
There was some overlap, I think, probably late in season 5 of a few new things that were introduced. And then part of season six, there was still some book thing. And of course, it's all still dependent on the framework the book built. But as far as just doing scene by scene, mm-hmm. you know, sort of thing, it really was about last season where it kind of where you're off the reservation.
Okay. Cool. Well,
I had a couple more things I wanted to mention about the dragon. I like the visuals. I thought it was an undead dragon. Always looks cool to me.
I was surprised we got it, actually.
Already, you mean?
Yeah, I was honestly expecting them, like, because I knew sort of like it was a longer episode tonight. Yeah, and sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, that's fine.
But I knew it was a longer episode, but it was like, I mean, you get kind of used to how they wrap up the episode. Like, the music starts swelling and the shot gets wider and all this. So I thought they were going to maybe just show the wall and show the dead marching on it, and then the dragon flies over the horizon, and then it just stops. So then you're implied like, oh, and then we debate for the next 18 months, like, did the dragon knock down the wall? Like, you know, I'm surprised they gave it to us. That was pretty cool.
I feel like they had to give us something. They couldn't have just brought it up like that and had them line up and then cut it. People have been super pissed. Super pissed.
Well, I'm just saying they would have shown it. Just I'm surprised they gave it to us this season, not like the opening shot of next season. Just teasing it.
And there's going to be a shitload of war going on next season.
Oh, yeah. And only six episodes.
Are they all going to be about this long, though? Was that the plan? Or
I think they'll be as long as they are. I don't think any of that's been determined yet. Mm.
I guess as long as they need to be, but probably not as long as they need to be. Now that I say that, it's weird.
Like, it's hard. Like, six episodes, that's not, I mean, that's six hours. I'm assuming some of them are going to be a little longer. But at that point, you'd be like, okay, they got to get from A to B, B to C. You can draw out a pretty clear plan, and I don't really know what's going to happen, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jamie and Brienne fighting side by side. That's
like everyone's wanted.
That's coming. That's heavily telegraphed.
Well, I see a big split in the Lannister army coming too. Is because some of those, you know, with Jamie defecting, that's gonna file down the ranks.
Yeah, he's the leader of her forces.
So. Oh,
yeah.
I got the sense that he was just going off on his own and not trying to take any with him.
Oh, he's for sure. He's definitely going off on his own. But I think just him leaving like that, dissension is just going to file down the ranks of her army and start splitting it a little bit. And then they're going to have their own little sort of civil war thing going on of where they're like, no, she is kind of crazy. Like her brother fucker or left because she's crazy. So maybe we should follow him. Like, I could totally see that happening. And then that forces Cersei's hand back into cooperation. But she did say she was getting that golden army or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Because Euron's going to teleport on over there, load him up on the ships, and then teleport back. She'll have him by the beginning of next season.
Yeah.
And the walkers will just be crossing the threshold of the wall. It'll be great.
Well, I think they already did that.
The last walker.
But I get your point.
Yeah.
Well, they'll still be crossing the wall last season. There's a ton of those dudes.
Yeah. For the record, the dragons are still not dragons. They're wyverns.
Yep.
Just as long as, you know, everybody knows that it's been wrong this whole time.
I wonder why they made that stylistic. I mean, it's literally just, like, did they not want to render two more legs?
I don't know.
Like, it's just a weird...
I have no idea. Maybe they were like, oh, they did it for The Hobbit, so let's do it for this, too.
Yeah, it's just, was The Hobbit dragon a wyvern, too?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they've made, even though, as Alan's brought up many times, there's a picture of fucking Smaug in the book, and all you have to do is look at it, and it has four legs.
Yeah.
And they still changed it, but that's another story. Those movies were terrible. That's the story.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just something where, I don't know, people have just gotten used to seeing dragons as wyverns.
It does look weird, and it really showed today when it was, like, walking around like that.
It looks like a bat.
Yeah, it does look like a bat.
Yeah, I mean, it's a giant bat at that level. It's a giant bat lizard.
Right, yeah.
And, that's weird.
But I was really happy with the sound. I think we mentioned the sound design before on some of these episodes. Mm-hmm. I really liked how they made the undead dragon sound different than the other dragons.
Yeah.
Because it had, like, that
warbling. Dude, that thing sounded mean.
Yeah, it definitely sounded more evil. So I give them props on sound design for that.
And it looked way, like... I guess more quick than the regular dragons. Like,
it's all those speed holes in the wings.
Yeah, it came hauling ass down through there.
Yeah.
Just blasting
shit.
The first
time it came, just...
Yeah.
Like, buzzed it real quick.
That's gonna be neat when we see that thing in action, like
actually doing something.
Yeah,
yeah.
So where do you think they're? I mean, obviously Winterfell's high up on the docket there because it's close. But where do you think the Dead's gonna head first? Do you think they're gonna head to Winterfell or?
I'd have to look at a map. The way they kept dropping White Harbor makes me think that maybe there's going to be some sort of skirmish there, at least to give everybody a sense of what's to come. And I would assume that Winterfell will be a big stage for some of it.
Well, and then there's Bear Island, but it's an island, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that little girl been? Is she still at, she's at Winterfell?
She's in Winterfell, or she might have gone.
Bear Island's super close to Winterfell, so she could have just went back home.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it matters. You know, she's in one place or the other, but she's easily retrieved whenever they need to have a little spitfire on screen.
It'll be interesting to see her getting a scene with Jorah. Because Jorah was like expelled from his house or whatever. So it'll be neat to see them getting a scene together and see what happens. Like, she'll pardon him though. She seems like a stand up little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll pardon him and be like, no, you helped fight the army of the dead. You're good.
Right.
Yeah.
So. I was where's my other thing? Oh, I wanted to bring up, everyone was wearing black at the meeting, like when they were all in the, like the dragon pit. And I really thought more people were going to die in this episode. I mean, I'm sure lots of people died at the wall, but I thought more people with names were going to die. Yeah. And I was a little disappointed, a little blue-balled. This is a season finale, and, you know, I wanted a little bit more.
Yeah, I was pretty much not expecting that. I really think they're holding off on next, you know, next season's just going to be a bloodletting.
I hope so.
Well, me and you were talking, Brian, about how just like, God, if the White Walkers just came in and slayed and won.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the show.
I'm getting frustrated with the show, like the changes. Just not changes from the book, but the change that the show has become from the earlier seasons.
Mm. Yeah, it's pace, a completely different show.
The lack of any emotional scene is just completely robbed of any power because none of it's earned because of the pace and things like that. So that's kind of been bothering me. I was a little negative the other day and said at this point I kind of hope the Night King ends up on the Iron Throne and just everybody's dead.
I would love it because there'd be so many people mad.
Great. Oh, yeah. People would be so pissed.
I wouldn't necessarily like it storytelling-wise, but just I'm always down for knocking convention, so go for it.
I'd like to see that happen. Yeah.
Yeah. It won't, but...
No, there's no way it will.
Unless they can squeeze that into 3 episodes and then have, like, Cersei come up or something like that, and Euron come on over.
Or maybe Sam can find a different book and cure the Night King of his thing, and then he can be like the Grinch. His heart can grow 3 sizes, and then he can be the new king.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if the Night King can talk. Because it's like, the reason I wonder that is because they talk, and I've been reading a bunch of shit online about this, is like the whole lore behind how the White Walkers got created and how just the Craster's Keep thing. Like, how did he work out that deal at Craster's Keep? Of, you know, there's bigger problems, but this is a lower one where we can get at this. But how did Craster and his keep of women work out the deal with the Night King to be like, yeah, if I give him all my baby boys, he doesn't come through and fuck us up, and I just get to bang my whores.
Through many months of trial and error, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, like just being like, maybe if I just take a baby out in the woods, quit attacking. You
know, put a steak out there. No, that didn't work. How about a banana in a bowl? No, that didn't work. What about my firstborn son? Hey!
Well, that seemed to work. He's not been back, so.
What about a daughter? Nope, didn't like that.
Well, there's other things, too. Like,
may as well just bang her.
Like, a bunch of people online seem to think, because they had that, they've not said it in a while, but the whole, like, there always needs to be a Stark and Winterfell thing, saying that that may have something to do with the magic keeping the White Walkers up north or something. Because there was the 12th Lord Commander or whatever of the Night's Watch, he was a Stark, and he fell in love with some White Walker lady or something like that.
I remember hearing something about
that. Yeah, there's something like that that takes place like 1,000 years before the show. That's some Stark guy loved a White Walker or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And so maybe a deal. Well, either way, did they talk to each other? You know, how did they work out that? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Hey, White Walker lady. Like,
if I had to guess, I would say it's some sort of telepathy, just from how the, kind of the show, the show portrays it. But I wouldn't put them put it past them to be building up to a. You and I had this discussion too. Which one of the Planet of the Apes movie is which one? Because the names don't. The names don't make sense.
Whichever the first new
Rise
one was.
Is that the first one of the new ones?
Yeah.
Or and actually, it might have been the second one.
You have to rise dawn. Before you can dawn.
Yeah. Where they build and build and build to one of them finally saying something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put them past using that trick.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, same thing with the Hulk. Mm. You know, they did it in the Avengers. Now, evidently, in Thor Ragnarok, he's going to be talking. So,
yeah, just
I can see that.
It was a big, you know, not to talk about those movies, but it was a big moment in that movie where, you know, they finally made that big jump and they really made you wait for it.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they pulled something along those lines.
Yeah. That moment, that was the first movie. Yeah. That was pretty great. Mm-hmm. It was just like, no. And it starts like beating.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's about.
Is the third one of those out? Did it come out?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Was it good?
I didn't see it. But.
Right.
I've heard it's good.
Right.
Yeah.
It's 50-50 for me. I didn't care for the first one and loved the second one. So I'm hopeful.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah. That's all I have about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's about all I got. Yeah.
I guess we'll see you next season.
Yeah, it's been fun doing that. We may do a Westworld thing like this.
We should. I still need to watch the movie, by the way.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think Westworld comes back on in, like, January or something.
Anybody want to throw a prediction for opening scenes for the next season?
Oh, I think they may just pick up exactly where it leaves off.
You think so?
I'm gonna throw one out there. Daenerys's growing baby belly.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And also Cersei's growing baby belly.
Yeah.
Cersei's baby's gonna die.
Maybe not opening scene, but I think that's gonna be in there.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. No, she can definitely have kids. Otherwise, there's no reason they had that conversation. Not on camera. No. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, they need to make themselves an heir. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. It couldn't be necessarily her little baby belly, because that would mean that it's like several months later. And then what's the, never mind. I was going to say, what's the Army of the Dead been doing this whole time? Fucking walking.
The thing you've been complaining about for the last month.
Fucking walking as slowly as possible. God damn it.
Like Lord of the Rings.
God damn it.
The trees fucking walked in that movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're the only ones that, you know, can't move at the speed of light.
Fucking Euron could be anywhere. Maybe we'll get to see some of Theon and Euron fighting each other. Yeah. That might be cool.
Well, yeah.
He grew a new set of balls.
Yeah. The iron ball, man.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, that was another scene that they threw in there, too, was Theon having his conversation with Jon. And the entire point of that, as far as I could tell, was to set up the duality of Jon Snow, because they talked about how, you know, you're both a Greyjoy and a Stark. And it's like,
that's,
you know,
true.
Just coming out of his mouth, it was like, okay, we see where this is going.
Yeah. I didn't notice that, but that's a very,
because otherwise the scene didn't have any reason to be there.
Yeah.
Right.
So, anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Huh. Well, that's about all I got.
I've said my piece, and I guess I'll just wait till next time and see how this thing turns out.
Yeah.
Whether or not I enjoy it, I know I'm going to end up watching the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, of course.
It's only one season left.
100,000 million other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They already have my quote-unquote money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess we'll see you guys next week for the regular episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
And then we'll be back with an after show for Westworld in, like, January or...
Yeah, unless we find something else to watch.
Yeah, unless something else, yeah.
Any recommendations would be cool. I mean, we have access to lots of different things to watch, so.
Yeah, but we're not just going to watch any old show.
Yeah, no.
So don't send us shit.
Nah.
But yeah, we will see you guys next time. This has been episode 97 and the final Game of Thrones after show episode for the season 7 finale. We will catch you guys next time.